The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. There are many people who have never been brought to justice for shootings, bombings and other acts of violence which led to the deaths of many people in Northern Ireland. And now it seems that those people will never be brought to justice, and that the families of the victims will never have the satisfaction of at least seeing those responsible charged and brought to justice. Professor Deirdre Heenan is Professor of Social Policy at Ulster University, former member of the Council of State here in the Republic. Deirdre, thank you for joining us. Tell us about the decision of the British government that was announced today and why it's happened, please.
Well, I think it's an extraordinarily difficult day for those people who have lost loved ones during the Troubles. So this government have decided that they are going to put forward a ban on prosecutions for Troubles-related incidents prior to 1998. We don't know exactly when it will be, possibly April 1998. Why are they doing it? Well, I think the widespread view here is the Conservative government are putting party political interests first, rather than looking at victims or the needs of this very fragile society. So in response to their backbenchers and pressure from their backbenchers, the government today in the House of Commons pushing a false narrative around vexatious prosecutions to, it seems, appease the Tory backbenchers. And it is nauseating for people in Northern Ireland. Victims in Northern Ireland have been treated appallingly over the years. Promises made, not fulfilled. And today they're being gaslit by their government, saying this is a good thing, when clearly it isn't.
This is particularly upsetting and distressing, I think, isn't it, for the victims of the Bloody Sunday massacre in Derry?
Well, I think it's particularly upsetting for the Bloody Sunday victims and the families, but also for the Birmingham pub victims, a whole range of victims. So it's important to understand that victims across all sorts of divides are horrified by this. This is not good news for anyone. And so Alan McBride, who lost his wife and his father-in-law on the Shankill bomb, has the same type of reaction as Kathleen Gillespie, who lost her husband in Derry. They are never going to see justice, and that is basically what they've been told today, that regardless of what information transpires, that for them there is no hope of ever require or seeing justice. And that's shocking, and it's a shocking thing to tell people who've been through so much, many who have fought so hard for justice.
But isn't this almost a formalising of something that was been done quietly anyway? That how many prosecutions have there been of British Army people who have been accused of crimes, of IRA terrorists, loyalist terrorists, since the Good Friday Agreement? Hasn't a blind eye often been shown towards actually pursuing investigations and bringing broad prosecutions?
Well, I suppose you could say that, and this in many ways is an amnesty in all but name, but it is still highly offensive to the families and the families of victims, because what they are being told is, whilst they held out hope for justice, and that many have fought for justice over decades and gone through courts and gone through courts of appeal, they are now being told that there is no hope, that their rights have been taken away from them. There's no prospect of prosecution. So on the one hand, you might say, yes, well, we haven't had many prosecutions, but families still had the hope that there would be prosecutions, that people would be brought to justice, that they would see today that the person who had turned them into a victim would have to answer for that. Now what the Prime Minister is saying is that's not going to happen. He talked today about drawing a line under the Troubles. Well, that's particularly insulting to people who have lived here, people who've lived through this. And it seems to show once again how little regard this government has for people in Northern Ireland. Remember, this is opposed by all political parties, so there's no one welcoming this. We've been told for years that any response around legacy would have to be victim-centred. Of course, victims don't have a veto, but it should be victim-centred because they've been treated so appallingly. And what we find today is that the government are coming in here and running amok, frankly, and it doesn't matter what our political representatives think. Any of them think, it seems this government has made a decision and they're going to push ahead with it.
That's the British government as co-signatories to the Good Friday Agreement. Can the Irish government do anything other than protest?
Well, I'm not quite sure. The Irish government has said they are not happy and they will make their response known. But what they can actually do about it, I think, is probably fairly limited, other than protest, other than try to go through diplomatic channels. But the reality is, if this government isn't going to listen to any political party in Northern Ireland, any of the victims' groups, any of the families, then really, are they going to listen to the Irish government? I'm not quite sure they can make them listen. I think it will become, though, relations are at an all-time low at the moment in terms of post-Brexit. And this is almost like saying society is very fragile, but we don't really seem to care. I mean, there must be a realisation that at the moment, society here in Northern Ireland is particularly fragile. And to just deal with this in this high-handed way seems to me to suggest that they're not really interested in what the Irish government might think.
Okay, Deirdre, a final thing I want to put to you. Sorry, a couple of listeners making comments such as the British security forces colluded with loyalist paramilitaries in many of the atrocities in the north. This decision avoids exposing that collusion. Another listener says this has been put in place to save British Army soldiers who killed people in the wrong. Murder is a murder when it serves the Crown so well, says James. What do you make of that particular sentiment?
Well, I think what is very clear is this is about party political interests. This is about the Conservative government listening to their backbenchers, listening to people who have talked about prosecutions. Boris Johnson himself in the House of Commons today talked about elderly soldiers getting a knock on the door. And this is about them responding to concerns of the backbenchers. It's not about victims. It's not about finding an answer. If they're really interested in dealing with legacy, remember we have the Stormont House Agreement that wasn't implemented. Perhaps we need to bring in someone, perhaps an international expert, to deal with the issue of legacy.
Okay.
But this is not about a truth process. This is not about justice. This is not about reconciliation. This is about pandering to the backbench, and it won't help our peace process in any way.
Professor Deirdre Heenan, thank you for joining us on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.